zweite go durch alle aloches chumres minhogim shittes in all the ganze dalet minim mit da fern gut som sachen is aloche som sachen a chumres und som sachen a mo briske chumres aber da wissen that this year it's very hard to get good as Reugen. If out oiter and iso schoire and different isurim, it's very hard to get good as Reugen. The war what I saw. So we mele mit a wissen genoi alle aloches, was heiss shasadchak, was heiss ich kin shasadchak. We'll start with Esrog. The first aloha in Esrog, the first psul, this year, Taki, this is the main psul that is going around in the market, is choser. If the Esrog is choser, it's posul. Esrog a choser posul. Now, choser is posul, al shteit velekachtem lochem, shetia lekicho tamo. Tamo, a ganze lekicha. Valsi do adin fun lekicho tamo, so the Kicha Tamo is only me'akev in the first day. In Chutzlo, it's the first 2 days. Now the Chison of the Kicha Tamo is afilu mashu. If it's epes choser in the Esrog, machlekes rishonim, we paskin, choser mashu uposu. But it's only in the first 2 days. In the other days, choser is kosher. But Repesach Tzvi Frank, in Mikroi Kodesh, in Sameiri, that b'shar yomim, it's mehudar not to have a choser. B'shar yomim, it's mehudar not to have a choser. So, b'ikar adin, you have to mark the choser b'mashu. B'shar yomim, it's only a hidur if you could have an esrog that is not choser. So, shetim shulchanoruch niklaf kosher. If it's peeled, it's kosher. Now, the shayla is, what is niklaf? That's in alle heidnike poiskin, everyone has a whole shit about it. Mishnebura state, what is nikla? The peel. Now the shayla is, what is the peel of the esrog? If you cut an esrog open, you see, in the inside is mamish white. There is like a thick area, greenish. And then the top is like a shiny green. The Mishnebura is mashma, that kol zman, you peel the peel, and you see weiter green, that is nikla. Wer erlaubt ist Chosser und befindet mich der Brüche, ist nicht der Begrüße Chosser. Aber vor von der Therapie, ist zu werden Chosser. Der Chasmisch sagt, even deeper, till the white. Now, the different parts came heim, I have a shayla, some people say it's mamish, the shiny part on top, it's already peeled off, it's already a chisol. So you have to know exactly what is the shiur of Niklaf, what is the shiur of Niklaf? But out of all, even if one person, you know, I'm not saying you go to the road, you can't change, but if one guy tells you, choser, choser, you have to know, you see a scratch, you see a kvetch. The priest, they call it a kvetch. Mishkin Sadusach. Say it's a kvetch. Someone gave it as a kvetch. Bechlam Mishkin choser. It's missing evidence from the field. Sometimes it's not even missing something from the field. That's what the real priest is called a kvetch. Give it with the nail, a kvetch. Now nothing is missing, it's just pushed in. This is be'etzem not chosin. That's just a kvetch. So a kvetch in the peel is kosher, the kulal. Again, these things are very hard to pass in yourself, but at least when you go to ask the shaylas to know, it's chosin, posin, the kulal. Niklaf is kosher, we don't know exactly where is niklaf. Kvetch is also kosher, it's in the peel. Kvetch. How much is a kvetch? When it's a kvetch? When it's not a kvetch? You have to go to someone who knows the shtickle in the sroigim to understand. But if you see Ebes Choser in the Esrog, why I'm saying all of these things? The poiskim bring down that if you have a suffix choser, I'm not saying everybody can pass it himself, but if it's a small little thing, and it's a suffix, if it's a choser, if it's in the bottom part of the Esrog, yesh nehokim. And if you're holding it in a place, yourself, you take out the esrog in the morning and you see as a kvetch. It's a small little piece. in the bottom part of the Esrei, and you have a suffix, Efshar Dosei Stakvetch, Efshar Dosei Stakvetch, Niklav, La Alocha, you could make a bracha. If you're Sfardi, then it's not so much to make a bracha. But I'm not going to give it a support to you, but if you're La Alocha, it's Chosar, of course. Now, the second halacha is, this is v'lokachti b'chem, l'kichat tamach. There's another halacha, hodo. You have to take a nice esrog. Now, and this hodo, I had a big shaila last year with the G'dayli Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. If I can't answer that, I feel help. Someone asked me, but the boss, I buy them every year esrog. So, you know, so I bought two or three, you know, what I would say is nice, you would say it's not nice. That's what I bought him, Hefech. Because I got two Israelim, he comes to me 2 hours before Yonder, he writes, Chutzlar, no, there's my Esrei. So if you don't two Israelim, Nichal does his Shana. He tells me, Nichal does his Shana. I told him, Gesundere. Well, I wanted to tell you that I'm a baby, at least more than you. So I'm telling you, this is Hodo. Well, you think it's nice, you're buying a jewelry for your wife. You're buying Hodo for this. She told me, when I'm doing the mitzvah, with my house, I buy the designing. And my mitzvah, I decide. Maybe he decides. And his mitzvah. So I called up from Nissan Karelli. Not available. I called him, Gabi, I told him, going now. And I told him, I'm true, fire on this. And I told him, Shaila, let's say, if you want, you prepare Hodo. And it's very told a lot of people, the motion, I, personally, I like to get a little Israeli. I think they're nice. Most people think about first day Esrei, you're supposed to be nice. Again, by the Chassidim, you take out from the main Sinai. You don't need a target. The Litvish, I think it's not nice. So that double, the middle. The Shaila is, if you want, you prepare Hodo. And you're sure that Balabak is your sure enough. You feel good to come as a first day Esrei. You know, it's an Litvish is sure. That's a Gomish, you know. So the Shaila is, if you want, goes Hodo. If you personally, or if you the people. Dainu, Hodo is individual. Every person decides what is nice by him, his taste. All of them came to our maybe. Regular, what is our Hodo? So Reb Nissim Karelli, then I called him Sarayaki Fisher, the Chuf Aryotel, and Abraham Midarov, who is not here, and the Zelda Zach Rav Noido, all these three told me it's Poshit, you go to see the person. He decides, the Umas Dem Rav Moshe Shtarambuch, with no Chapotam in the Chachomim, and no one else saw the Rishimas, told me it's Poshit, we gave the feed as well. Mechavtze. It's a shame Mechavtze, that's his honor. But you decide what is honor. What is honor Mechavtze, that's his honor. So the one of the Choshet of the Chachom Yerushalayim wanted to tell me that after the Tali of Machleik is in the Sifri, as far as he states it. Sifri states, he states in the Milchoma, and the Bechom Yerohiso, Mashiv Yoheishet Tifas Toya. Three things down, Yochel afilu kiuro, Ablema mechoshakta. Ablezer oimer ein etzori, yifas toya, ve'ein of yifas toya. Ablezer mechlegen the Sifri, shedin teyo veroisa yifas toya. Ein of rov, with a gang saying in the world. See, hey, stay fast toya, ve'ein shkin of toya. It's a din yifas toya. So hey, the fact that I'm shkin a din yifas toya. Was er meint si yifas toya, so say yifas toya. Me ken mechalik zayin von esprogim zu rova. He says very early. I'm going to Chaim Kreisler and told me by him it's a close suffix and he can't machia. He can't machia. But the Mistaber, if we're going to write to the Sugis later, what I'm asking is Achzachim, came out to me after Limud HaInyan that in Esrei is more Mistaber as Negate, even the Maitre Allah Rabbonim going to Fakir Amir, it's Shmerz and Mutzudonim, but it's Mistaber as Negate Lefi the Cheft. Because Taisa says in Sukkah Lemoshul, well, you know you have to have a nice Esrei. Rashi says, Ze Keli Vanvei. So Taisa, Ze Keli Vanvei, because the Terekula is not Me'akev. And in Esrei, we know Hodor is Me'akev. So Taisa, in Esrei, Shtei, Ze Lekachten Mochem Pri Eitz Hodor. This is the reason Hodor is Me'akev. And the Hidur in Esrei is not Stam HaHidur. Why Klal Yisrael, Asom Me'hadar and Arba Minim? But Shtei, Ze Lekachten Mochem Pri Eitz Hodor. The chefza from the Esrei is Hodo. That is glory. The chefza of the Esrei is Hodo. Meret of Lefi the chefza. Lefi the chefza means that the chefza is free. Not that you think that it's free. men is mistaber that you have to take the Esrog as a Weltring. It's a great chumra. You see people spend hundreds of dollars, no one holds with their days. Chabal on the girl. It's good to break in the Rav, does Hayes Pado or the Hayes Shlomo? Doctor was given another shayla by Rosh Hashanah and Noyer Bach. Someone has two Esrogim. One nicer one from the other one. What to give to your father, one to take, what to take to yourself. To give the nicer one to your father, and the schwacher one to yourself, the Mekayim mitzvahs eser, the reise from Kibud Avayim, instead of Hidur mitzvah. Or it's better, amen, to give the nicer one to yourself, and the schwacher one to your father. So if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gepasken, to take the nicer one to yourself, and the schwacher to the father. But in the cheshbon for mitzvahs, you make sure to keep it away. And then you don't go back home because the parents are nervous because you have to stay and learn. There's no inyan to mechab it keep it away on cheshbon for mitzvahs. The zelb bezach is no inyan to give you nicer esrog to your father. No, Shlomo Zalman said it. The father pays for both esrogim. You know, doesn't he? Nishkan mandava. But this year, you know, the oil went to pick and shvi'is, so it couldn't be finished as it. But if your father pays, it's not just ketav. But then one of the Gdelim didn't like Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak. It was a whole tumor, it was a whole machlekes. It was under the time. It was a whole machlekes in Yeshiva's Koterim. Amish almost the Yeshiva closed because of that psak. It was two Tamil Chachomim and a father, and one gave the Nasmot. So he came to Rav Shlomo Zalman and he said, but he thinks that Kibud Av is Mechayev, especially if you daven, like a bocher goes to daven by his father, or you get mad by a shver, to give the nice one to your father. And to stand near him in davening and to shackle him. But that's not even mechubad dikaza. But that's not kibud av mechayev. For sure, if you live in one country, your father lives in a different country, to send the nice one to your father is nish b'seira. The nice one is for mitzvahs. And cheshbon for mitzvahs, we don't make kibud av. But give the nice one to your father, and with the ganze cover, like all the little kids, you stand near your father and you shake his lulav. So you also have side mitzvahs lulav and side kibud av. So I'm telling you, yeah, that's not even meant as nish. That's a kluge mensch, that's not a nachatake. So this meister, I said over already a couple of years ago, so Yid called me up from Lakewood, mit a Taine. Chaz Nishkan Taine, especially if you understand the beginning, it's the Chaz Bichlal Nishkan Taine. Yid called me up from Lakewood, told me, he heard, I said over in Shir, as a meister, Shlomo Zalman, I said, yeah, warte, ich gehe auf Shlomo Zalman, ab Sack, und sie gewinnen gerne meister, vergesst mir von Sack, sagen, ob Shlomo Zalman, was will ich da? Told me, he lives in Lakewood, and in Lakewood, as Eric Gizot, it's two kinds of chalas you could buy for Shabbos. There's one kind of chalas you could buy for Shabbos, swir chalas. They make them inside of that tin. And there's a geflochte as that. They make them on tin. The ones that are square are made in a tin, there's a bit more oil inside. It's a milk geschmack. As Eric Gizot. So here, every Shabbos, he goes especially to that bakery, and he buys these square chalas for Shabbos. Gitzel, you come in around for Shabbos. He bought five chalas, he put them in his car. Gitzel, he's standing there in the store to pay. Come to Reina in Gemar, finish Seder now. I could buy two square ones. Fuck them. Gehendig. I can't come home now. Shalom bayis. You know, my wife told me to buy in the morning. She wants Dafka square ones. I can't just come in the Eva. So I told him, no problem. Here's the keys in my car, take from my car, I will manage. I come in the little Shabbos, I put out the chalas. So I had, normally I have two square ones. Now I had one gefleuchte, and one a square one. And I frage my kinder, a was zu machen am moitzi. And the one that is more tasty, that is more hodo, the gefleuchte, the square one with oil, other the one that I was mekayim and geschmack in mitzvah. That's the hidu. This is the geflechte one that I changed for a square one, and I made Yenna to have a shlem bais. So this is what I made a mitzvah. So I'm not sure on what I have to make a moitzi. And the sweet one, bechefze, on the one that I made a mitzvah. I didn't know what to do. I came to Eretz Yisrael, he told me. I went into my Leib Shteyman, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and I asked him to shine it. And both of them told me, say, avada, you have to make a moitzi and the sweet one. I was like, you make a mitzvah, it's not manyanotano. Kum Shabbos Kodesh, the one that is more tasty, that is the hero. So I asked him, And I asked him, more boys can, everyone says, it's posh that you have to make on the sweet one. But you made a mitzvah and the other one, it's a gomish. So told me, I gefragt them, that it's a stira to the meisah with the Rebbe. The famous meisah, one of the gedoyle Rebbe, maybe it's the nomen, a meisah shehoyim is a... That this Rebbe came into shul, allemal the Rebbe would make the bracha and the esrog, you know, all the chassidim gestein, the Rebbe gemacht na anuim. This year the Rebbe comes in, you know, the gabbe nehmt harov the pishten, and the Rebbe holds the esrog, and the Rebbe says, nee, I can't ish machen a bracha. What's the geschehen? It was a Yidden shtot that every year he would buy an esrog for 200 rubles. And the ganze shtot, a little shayid, would come to bench on his esrog. This year, and the way that he was on the way to buy the esrog, he heard someone crying in the house. So he went over to his house and he saw Almane with Yesoimim crying Erev Yontef. He asked him, what's the geschehen? He told him, we don't have any choice for Yontef, what gomish? He took the whole 200 ruble and he gave them for a tzoyes yontif. He was left with a pol piastel. With this pol piastel, he went to the store. What is left over, you know, what you can buy for a pol piastel. He went over, he bought like a small little esrog. And he said, you know, Voskim and Tom, you're selling me malmones, more chashiv this year, you will have a small esrog. He got up in the morning, but he was embarrassed to go to shul. Ali will come to make a bracha. He has an esrog bekoishi kosher. So he went to the chassidus of his melech to daven, and he was standing in his corner there on the side and davening. Kitzur, the Rebbe is waiting to make the bracha. Zok the Rebbe, nei, sido a esrog as shmek do fun ganeid. And the Rebbe geht a room and a room. Wie the Rebbe kommt zu ihrem Platz, the Rebbe sagt, ab das was machen a bracha. And I found out that it's a sipur musmach. Think the Rebbe Rebzusha the meisig geht. So I get back with some mizet, as was we gemacht am mitzvah of the esrog, av dem and after my broche. So I have two kashas, told me. First I have a kasha, we have Chaim Kanievski, and Rav Shteyman told me to make a broche on the tasty one. Zweitens, why Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't say to give the nice one to the father, and the many yours will be much more mehuder, so it was gemacht am mitzvah. As they were the meise. As we macht am mitzvah, fakal. But the talent is pashut. The meisim the Rebbe medaf hashtein. But the people we said is not sad bichlal, even if normal, for sure when you do a mitzvah with a zach, see, heist a choshe v'zach, on efshar in the brochus, the mochim to ding tzachtake, they gave over a chale, it's a choshe v'inyan, but legabe yisroigim is no shaykh. Because yisroigim dav zayin mehudar bechefte, 3/8 hodo, shmek gan eden biz mochim to gomish. In yonim, Rebbe has more zachim. But when we're speaking on Hidur Mitzvah, or Chiyuv is Hidur Mitzvah, it doesn't help that by Inyonim, it's a Hoicher Esrog. And under a Mitzvah, it's actually a Hoicher Esrog is good. Though the Meile is, the Chefze from the Mitzvah, the Esrog of Zayin Mehuda. No Chazach, the Chasim Sefer Paskin, a lot of times in the middle of Sukkot, the Esrog gets brown. Very brown. So if it happens before Sukkot, it's possible. Even if it's brown, a lot of brown spots all over. So he has menumo. It's a psul from menumo. Some place can machmir even that if some areas are yellow and green, and a very strong difference, it's also possible that's menumo. Among the esrog could be clean and ganzen. One area is very yellow, one area is very green, again very yellow, it's a psul that's menumo. Gedolei ha'poskim Yerushalayim pasul b'teiras vaday. The same thing, sometimes if people touch the esrog too much, it gets brown spots. It's a psul that's menumo. Psul menumo. Sometimes it happens in the middle of yontif. Like a lot of good times it happens. Chasim Sefer Zog, si kosher lekatchile. Vah si hidu mitzvah. You see so much people use it doing sukkahs, si hidu mitzvah. So first, we're learning halachas tonight. So first to know the halacha that it's kosher. I don't want someone will ask me to chastir to the ganze red. But sinish can stir. It's pashut that day. But don't forget, the chefze from the esrog weiss that we use the esrog. It's pashut that day. Le mevinim sinish can kashe. Le mevinim sinish can kashe. When I went to the Meure, this year, Chumre, as we have Machmer sein, even if you don't have to say for, the Didi have a roof there, I was just mad with Yanki, I was mad with the Shtikel more claw. He said to Rivo from the Chazanish, that if your hat gets dirty in Shabbos, the Chazanish, once someone, his hat got dirty in Shabbos, like, what is oil? The kid says he took off his hat and he was walking without a hat, you know, so that, music, a hat. The Chazanish asked him, where is your hat? So he told him, you know, the chunk. Building, I gave a chunk. Kenish. Like the Chazanish, this is covered Shabbos. Mizdet, you're not taking it off in Shabbos. This is covered Shabbos. So again, don't ask me to steer what we're saying. Fakel, the chetzi of covered Shabbos is as mehitzach melach in Shabbos. This can steer it in Yonim. In Yonim, I esrig with the given almon that I say, we machnas kin the esrig, Hashem and the esrig. And the word is covered Shabbos. As a person is going around with mitzvah Shabbos. As a man gave me the esrig, as God's klal Yisrael was. Touching this Esrig, so much mitzvah's Esrig was done on the Esrig, that it hit the mitzvah on Esrig. This is anders from the Yoni. You can't understand it. But, that's what I'm saying in the Chumre, it's Poshit, I saw a lot of people in Nichshol in it. After my chasen there, I was in England for a year. So I wanted to buy Esrig, I wanted to buy the best Esrig. I went down to the Moicha Esrig, my shvei had a schus to chip first, the first one, and the second best. So, they wanted then, when I faced 200 pounds, I faced nicht all. Say that, I get told. So, I come home. The third day, the fourth day, gets all brown. No one came to shake my lulav yet, you know. So, you know, five times I touched it, six times I touched it. You know, it got brown. So, I was very upset. So, first, you know, I don't 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 I'm asking to give it to who, So I upset, but I was very upset. Even younger, obviously. And I said, El Tachai, Mekach Toes. An Esrig that is worth 200 pounds doesn't have to get brown after 4 days. Why is these people get chapping for them? Ich gehe zurück, ich will nicht mass. So I was on the way to go back. The middle way, I changed my mind. I said, Chas v'sholem. Why? El Tachai, good. It's a big chum. The first day, I shake this lulav. Second day, I shake the esrig. The third day, now the fourth day, it became brown. Now, if I go and I tie the mekach toes, the salevi is mad, there's two kinds of mekach toes. There's one mekach toes, you go to buy a table, you come home, it's a chair. It's kemul nishgiben a mekach. You don't have to make mekach toes. It's kemul nishgiben a mekach. There's another kind of mekach toes. You buy a table, you come home, it's shake. There, the Pshat is Azei. If you go back to the store and you tell him, Hel Tachayim Mekach Toes, you have a right. A shaking table you don't want. But if you don't go back to the store, the Mekach is not bottom. If you bought a table and came a cheer, you have to call up to ask permission to use the cheer. You never bought it. But if you bought a table and it's shaking, you have a right to return it. Now, Pshat is Azei. An Esrig that got a bit brown, not if I bought an Esrig, I would get a lemon, the Nishkin, the Mekach Toes, the Chesed. I bought an Esrig, it's shaking. It's brown. Now, if I go and I give it back, misbar le mafreya, that the esrog was never mine. So the first day of the sukkahs, I was not yoytze lochem.
About
the gomish. No, the gomish. I have to come back and tell him. Machshav is the gomish. To go to bevatel the mecca. Why I say it? A lot of times I go and give ulach alamoyed, I see bochum running as a volef, my adasim got dry, I'm going back to give it back to him. This is not the seder. Mishnah neposha. You give it back, you lost the mitzvah to the first day. Because the first day has to be lochem. If you make a mekach toys after the first day, so you mevarer lemafreya that you lost the first mitzvah. Maybe it's better to leave it to mekayim the mitzvah from tzumachan a mekach toys.
Why does that mekayim
lado lemafreya? No, but any kind of mekayim lado lemafreya. Mish yadam on the gate of it. Mekach toys, mekach toys. Mekach toys. Mizbatel a mekach. Now another zach, you have to mark it on the esrog. You have to mark it on the esrog that will not have black and white dots. Now the halacha is like this: in the top part of the esrog, a little black dot and a white dot passel the esrog b'teiras vaday. In the bottom part of the esrog, only if it's three dots in different ways, it will pass. But on the top part, even a little dot passes. Now two halachas we have to know. First place, the top part. So the halacha is the place that the esrig starts to go down. The shipua. Look at the esrig. From the place that it starts to mishtapea, klape mala, from there you can't have not a black dot and not a white dot. Now the halacha, the shear of black and white, the halacha is, like you hold it from this, like 10, 15 centimeters from your eye, if you see it, it's possible. If you don't see it, it's kosher. Because the psul is as hodo. This reason it's possible all the days. Hodo possible against the sukkah. If you don't see it, it's not possible. For sure, the machmirim look with glass to check. They're not sure. Maybe our eyes are shvache eyes. Maybe someone else has better eyes. We have to know what chazal meant. But the ikar halach, if you go to the old poskim, they hold it like this, and thus it does. Some, the machmirim, they look in the glass also, the magnifying glass, because they say, after you see it in the magnifying glass, you take it off, you write, you could see it. But that is chumras. But the reason, the ikar halach is, if it's not near like 9, 10, 15 centimeters, it's kosher. Again, lekatchile, we don't want to know that. Now, the musig is bletlach. Now, this is a very shver zach, what is bletlach? Now, the difference is black dots are black dots, white dots are white dots, the hainu. The esrog himself gets black or gets white. Sometimes you have black dots that are not real black dots. When they spray, this year I hope they didn't spray them, but when they spray the esrogim, sometimes little black dots stick on the esrog, then the esrog grows over, you see a black dot. This is kosher. Chasam Sefer says the black has to be mi'a esrog atzmo. Same thing, mare lovon has to be that the esrog himself became white. Bletlach are something else completely. When the esrog is growing in the tree, it gets a bang from a different leaf. Bletlach. Bletl is a leaf. The esrog gets a bang from a leaf. Bletl. That bang makes a little scratch in the esrog. It's not chosa because it's on the tree yet. And then the esrog, like in the sword, puts on as a gelid, a scar as a, that scar is the bletl. The bletl also looks a little bit white. He doesn't pass on the esrog. So al white, bletl doesn't pass. Now, it's a different chumre that people don't like bletlach. It's a mishne, also chazozis al gabo posu. If it's a chazozis on the esrog, it's posu. Some people are choishesh that every bletl is a chazozis. Now, the ikar haloch is like that. Even bletlach are not chazozis. Chazozis is like a bubble, it's an dazach. Aber chumre shroi lochush, if you feel the bletl with your hand, you pass and you feel like mamish, like when you pass over the esrog, you feel like a real hard piece. That bletl is better not to have. If you don't have a festa bletl, it passes with the esrog. It's not a marilovon, it's a bletl. But it doesn't stick out very strong. Then meikar hadin it's kosher, la'aloche it's kosher. Again, the machmirim don't want to see no bletlach on the top part of the esrog. The choishesh, efshe chazozis, efshe ziyah amare lovon. It's even a machlekes apoiskin if you have a black dot on a bletl. Some people say, no, black passes in the esrog. A black dot on a bletl is garbage. And again, this is the ikar haloch. But again, the hidu, what everyone looks at, clean completely. This year, if you went to pick from the pardesim, if al bletlach has come out, impossible. Because the soygim blow around and they get scratches and they get bletlach. But again, if it's not heavy bletlach, so then meikar adin is no more to be machmir. Only chumre. Even if it's sticking out, meikar adin it's kosher. This is on the top part. On the bottom part, if it's not al ruboy, there's no problem with bletlach bichlal. Now there's another chumre, a black dot on the pitim. So, and the dry part of the pitim is gomish. The shayla is on the stick of the pitim if you have a black dot. So Reb Chaim wanted to say that it's kosher. I look like a river from Reb Chaim, that it's kosher. A black dot on the pitim. We are machbir lemaise. But we only machmir in one kind of pitmir. There's two kinds of pitmir. When you have an esrig, sometimes the pitim looks like an esrig, the same color. Like sometimes the pitim looks like a tree already. If it's like a tree, if you have a black dot, it's a gomish. If it's mamish like the esrig, then it's roy to be machmir not to have a black dot on the pitim. Now I have to go to the Iker Shaila of Pitim. Meister is two min hogim in Klal Yisrael, more with all the years where the Litvish took an esrig without a pitim, and the Chassidish took an esrig with a pitim. About that, we're magdim as chas v'sholem meredi shakegin min hogim, and kol kahal v'kahal yase kifi adosek. The aloch is a zeh. An esrig on a pitim, an esrig that the pitim fell off, is posu. Das hat dinen Shulchan Aruch. Nit al pitmoso i posu. Nit lo pitmoso i posu. Tof reish mem ches, seif zayen, nit lo pitmoso i posu. Why? It's two reasons. Other because chosar, other because hodo. Chosar, the pshat is the esrog really grows with a pitem. It's missing a part of it. Another reason, no. Esrog could grow without a pitem. אבל חצור הודוס, סינישקן הודוס. זוג דרמו, וכל זה כשלא יהיו לו פיתו מאוילו, that it grew out of פיתו. משולתי. כל זה that it's possible, זוג דרמו, כשהיו לו פיתו ונופל, אבל אם גודל בלו פיתו, כושר. זה גם זה פסור, או שתהיית עם משנה, ניטלו פיתמוס אי פוסול, as the given a pitam and the pitam fell off. A beluya tsuya, it grew without a pitam, it's kosher. V'chein roi ba'esroingi b'medine shalom. So if it grows without a pitam, it's kosher. Now, why the litvashe, okay, so l'churet, you have to have a pitam. If it fell off, it's possible. If it never had a pitam, it's kosher. So why the litvashe took a esrog without a pitam? Say no, I mean, stay to have a pita. Look, the Ramah, if it grew out of pita, it's kosher. The reason was, because the maize, it's very hard, you see, when you go to the powders, the maize, the pita may fall off. It's very hard. So how people have pita? Lemon is a very strong tree. Somebody went to the powders and saw the esroigim are very, very schwache trees. They have to have holders, supporters. No tree has enough supporters. Esrog is a very weak tree, so it's so weak the pit may fall off. So when people went, they took lemon looks like an esrog, and they took juice of lemon, and with a shot they gave the trees shots of lemon sauce or not, and this made the trees, the esrog looks the same. If you do it to the tree straight away, everyone has a pita. So the Litvishes didn't want to touch with a pita. Recently, someone Shapira was megale a secret how to get the pitmin back. He found it from a soldier that was in the Vietnam War. And then when America was spreading all different things to kill people there, was oranges trees. A lot of orange trees. And all the oranges trees started to get pitmin. So he was a soldier there. And after the war, he went to find out that chemical. And he realized that chemical gives a very strong strength to the earth. When you grow the fruits, that the fruits that have the potential, a place where pitim could wax a pitim. So what they do is, they don't put it on the tree. They put in the pardesim a little bit mamish epis from that chemical from the war, and all the Israelim come out with pitim. This is the mitzvah. This is the secret. This year, for sure, Shviz, no one did it. He might no pitim around. So Be'etzem, after we know that, that is ways to get Pitim today without Shalit and Mulkin, so Fakat is better to get it. Not only that, it has to grow without a Pitim. If it grows with a Pitim and the Pitim falls off, it's possible. When you get an Esrog, you never know, especially the day that it starts using chemicals, you never know if it grows with a Pitim and it fell off or not. So if you buy an Esrog with a Pitim, Matoy v'manoy. If you buy an Esrog without a Pitim, maybe it fell off. So the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be like a little ring and tap that you could see that was a, that it didn't grow with a pitum. Everything grows with a pitum. But it means that when it falls on the tree, when it's mamish in the beginning, without getting a bang, it fell in the haylov, or even if it got a bang from Shlomo Zalman wants to say maybe, if you see a little ring on top of the place of the pitum, you know that it grew mainly without a pitum. This is what Moshe Heller has mamish chumras, how big, how deep the different shittas. Some people are machmir more, some people are machmir very much more, some people are machmir less. But this is the Ikar Adin, that this is the reason you could take an esrog out of pita. But the problem is that the Choshev Yid was megale, that the Maise Lechura is no mokim to take an esrog without a pita. Why? The Goyen, after that aloche, that nitlo pitmoso is possible, but if grew without a pita, it's kosher. Look there, Amor. Look the Goyen. Chayin mashna ba mishna. Nitlo pitmoso is kosher. I'm sorry. Nitlo pitmoso iposu. Sie given a pitum, and the pitum fell off. Nitlo pitmoso iposu. Mashma, if it never had a pitum, it's kosher. Vechein das a Rambam bi yereder esimenun. As I look the Goyen. So the Goyen passes like the Ramo, that if it never had a pitum, it's kosher, the Litz v'shevet. Medrik in Mishneh, nitlo pitmoso iposu. Sie given a pitum, and the pitum went off. But if it never had a pitum, it's kosher. וכן דאס הרמב״ם בירדי הסימן נון. So you look in ירדי הסימן נון. לא שתהיה in ירדי. That an animal that is missing a aver, missing a lung, is a treife. חוסר in an animal is a treife. What would be an animal that is not missing a lung? It grew without a lung. When he was born only with one lung, not with two. זוג דה פרש שיטה treife. ויש מתירים, הרמב״ם, ובמוקרים הפסד מרובה, יש לסמך. חוק לזה ברמו. An animal that doesn't have a lung is a treife. If it grew like that, treife. And the Rambam זוג, why? זוג, the Rambam steht in Mishne, נית לו הריאו treife. Was given a reo, ונית לו הריאו. Mashma, if it never had a reo, it's kosher. Das ist der Rambam. זוג, in alle Poiskim in Yeridaya, only be mokim at chak b'shat al chak. So the mele. And the Ramon state, we call ze sheloi hoyo loy pitom. Shenof ala pitom. Avol im godal be loy pitom kosher, vechen roi vesroigim be medinas eilu. Right in the place of the Ramon, all of the esroigim didn't have a pitom. So it was mamish a matzot of hefzot merube. So you could say mech on the Rambam, that the chisoron von chosser, it's only if it grew without a pitom. Only if it fell. But it's only if it fell. But if it grew without a pitum, it's kosher. As David the Rambam said in Yeridaya, that an animal that grew without a lung is not treife. But only the Mokim Efsed Merube. But today, there is so much that's throwing him around, or at least a neighbor near you, the Chassidish guy that's dining near you, has an esrog with a pitum, Nishkan Efsed Merube. Nishkan Efsed Merube. Nishkan Efsed Merube. Go over them and shake his lulav. An esrog. So this year, if it would be very schwer to find a Sreigim, Ken Zayin this year you can make it, Lashtik was a Hefzen Merube. Aber Lechure, Lefi de Goyen, is no mokim to be makel to take a Esrog. In my mind, I heard the Gdoyle Oilam, the Gdoyle Apreskim in Yerushalayim, Shrei Taka very much makpi to have a Esrog on over the Peter. I heard Mamesh, the Gdoyle Oilam in Yerushalayim, recently I'm very choshish to it, to have a Esrog with a Peter. Because she's only B'shas Adchak. I say, a bocher goes, oh, no, we take without a pitum. What do you take without a pitum? In Shlaza, we take without a pitum. And because I love it. Esrog needs a pitum. If it's good without a pitum, yeah, it's a hook and b'shas
of chak. Are you afraid that when you travel, it's going to fall off?
B'shas of chak, Hashem ha'osi, d'chmeis nish. But as you get to the shul, your neighbor has a pitum, shake his ass.
What?
What?
By trade,
Not the deal. The deal. Kedas
מדייק דה מישנה, ונקדעת הרמב״ם, רמב״ם נבר סדר דיוק.
יש לצייך מסק דה צוויף
לצייך? יהיה חוסר.
צוויף
לצייך חוסר? חוסר, זה לא אותו הדין חוסר. חוסר עבר.
יש
דין מחוסר עבר. מי ששאין
בחוסר...
שתי... בין שתי דין מישנה דין חוסר. I'll be moisif ein zach. Listening already for years, I'm going around and hacking to Oilam to start to take pizza. So the Chosh Vahid came over to me and told me, Tshuvas HaRosh. The Ramon's Mokir is Tshuvas HaRosh. And Tshuvas HaRosh states that it's kosher. Tshuvas HaRosh states that it's kosher. If I'll repeat them. The Mokir from the Ramon is Tshuvas HaRosh. שרוי וסרויגי ובדינסיינו אין לו פיטים וכושר. So what are you telling me עם שעס עד חג? זה תשובס הראש. Oh, and תשובי. תשובס הראש learns that the reason if you don't have a pitum it's kosher and when it falls down it's possible it's because hodor. It's not hodor if it doesn't have a pitum. We said two reasons why if you don't have a pitum it's possible. Either because it's not hodor or because it's not chosr. If it's not hodor, it's not nice. So places that the esrogim grow different, it's nice. Gemara says esrog akushi posul, but in a schwarze country, it's kosher. Forget dating black is nice. There's a big more. So if all the esrogim grow without a pitum, you can't say it's not hodor. Or but the rosh holds hodor, so mainly he said it's kosher. But we pass him, we're going to have roam, it's chosr. And chosr, dog de goen, nefshtotach tzutzum, you're there. There's a... Ich bin Meurer. I said, everyone could know like he's going to get. All of you took with a pita, took weiter with a pita. It's not the Chwedish. I tried to get with a pita. This year, Chwedish is very hard to find. But even with all the pita, I didn't find a good answer. So the Zelbe Zach, when we spoke in Hidu, Ander Zogen, Arene Esrik, on Bittu Teire. Well, we know there's no Shachas, this is what we learned. Hodor is Bechefze. It's not just like the Rebbe. Actually, he could check out the Rebbe's Esrik. Aber you want an Esrig, rein on bitte teher, wenn ich helfen. Because you have to have an Esrig bechafze. For sure, a Bochim darf nicht misbadel sein, because again, you have him from a Zalman's vault, you could go to shake by someone else. You could shake by someone else. I'm not saying chas v'sholem, I couldn't say I'm a toys, I'm saying not to, not chas v'sholem to be bachel teher. Why a Bochim doesn't have no heter to go to look for a Esrig? Because I come from a Zalman Erbach. And you could take a Shena Esrig by Yenem. To have our own personal ethic to feel good, told us the best of Sabin Ha'esrig Arena on Bittul Teir. But I'm saying, it's no musik of Shena. Epsho Bittul Teir is Odif. Chad v'sholem. I don't want to misunderstanding. Avadim is told Bittul Teir can I get kulam. To mehadar if ha-mitzvah av-cheshu for Bittul Teir, chad v'sholem. So I'm trefet the gazach. Man, different yeshivas have a zecha minogim. Our yeshiva, the minigas, we said to learn. I'm just saying, the words, and that is... the word arein unbetul teir is anish kin tam to gabe ayes it does mean to sagen aber avade was wir darf machen darf sitzen und lachen hast du schon not understanding wrong mein gomish now the shear of the esrog is 100 gram the weight of the esrog is 100 gram lemaisa al pi aloch hat to be that the shear is 55 gram. And no one knows why. The Mishnah Berurah says, Roy lebal nefesh lehachmir, to be 100 gram. The Yisrael Sofik is what is shir kabeitze. It's double from what is given amol enach. But the Maizah, the Mishnah Berurah passes lehaloche, the meaning in Klal Yisrael was niskabel, not to make a brocha on the esrog, if it doesn't have 100 gram. But again, if you're stuck somewhere, without an esrog, avade un avade, it's better to shake an esrog, a small esrog, has less than 100 gram without a broch. The milik was discovered without a broch. What? The title made a cheshman. It's in Shurim Shatei, the title has a whole cheshman. Now, Shvius is Sroigin. Maite Shvius is Megeta Allah Arba Asamini. Now, the halach is like this. Lulev, Hadassim, Ve'arovet, the Fidim Aril Diskin don't have Kedusha Shviz. Lulev Hadassim Ve'arobis. Only Esrog. The Chazanish was machmir to himself, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky was machmir to himself, that Hadassim have Kedusha Shviz. because they're made for reich. But the ego of the halacha is lulavim adasim v'arovis don't have kedusha shvis. Esrog has kedusha shvis. Now, it's two parts. When you start to clear on kedusha shvis, it's two halakim. It's one chelik to buy adasim v'arovis and lulavim, to buy it from a person that was working in it in shvis. The Chazanish holds, if someone was working and the adasim and the lulavim and the arovis in shvis, you're not allowed to use them for a mitzvah. Isu nevan. But the rabbanon it's also. This is when I saw the school near the yeshiva. I saw with the hechsher before I came. Saw someone selling the adasim. So it says in the Ktav Hechsher that the adasim was owned by a goy till the shas haktzir. Then the goy malzab writes you a letter that was owned by a goy biz the miyun. Then it's not a problem. But start if you go to the street and buy adasim, it's a problem. This is the reason Degel have adasim or it's obeisim. But if you buy stam adasim in the street from a person that doesn't know the halachas, you have to know that adasim is a lot of melachas. The only way to make adasim to be meshulish is, it's Chanukah time you go, you cut down all the bush, and you burn it with fire. Then it grows meshulish. This is the secret to do it. So at Bazunda time, I'm also masvi how it works. You cut all of them and you burn them with fire and then they grow meshulish. The only way that they grow meshulish. On them it's shoyte. I'm saying, but mele is the Indian not to buy adasim stam. Only with a place with a hechsher, the zelda zach lulavim. Only with a hechsher. I'm also someone, Voltner, says a lot of his sweet lulavim. He brings all of them from Egypt. This is okay, because the goyim made him a loch. Now, esroigim have kedusha shviz. This is the reason you have to buy other nights of bezin or someone. But if all this at chutzmot, you buy them in the right place, there's a shayla if you're allowed to take them out to Chutz La'aretz. Now, it's different shittas. Chem Shlomo Zalman Oyer Bach, some shittas hold, you're not allowed to take them out. The Stifler and the Chazanish took out the Sroigim, they said you can't sell them, you can't be, if a guy sells a Sroigim in Chutz La'aretz, it's not the Zayde. If a Bocher takes one or two or three Sroigim to his parents, it's Mutter Lekatchile, and then the Chazanish, the Stifler and Shlomo Zalman did. The Chazanish and the Stifler of Shlomo Zalman didn't bring back the Esregim. They ate it straight Moti Shviz. They fried it and they ate it. They made jelly and they ate the jelly straight away, the whole jelly. You're not allowed to leave it because it's Zman Abir. Al Pi Ander Epoiskim, I'm Machmir to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael after Shviz. As they state in the Esra Shulchan, they hold it's better to bring it back. But I think it's only better to bring it back if you're flying Moti Sukkot back. But if you stay for a week, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks in America, then it's nish beseder. Because lemaise, after the chaznish said you're allowed to eat it, lemaise is zman abir and chutz la'aretz, it's a straight motzi sukkis, and you mash it, throw him after zman abir, it's a very chomo de keisu. So either you eat it straight away, either you put it in the garden, and you tell all of your friends, you're allowed to take this throw, and you don't put it back into your house. You mafkir it, and you moitzi it mirshusa. Now I want to stick with B'Ktzor to finish the halachas of lulav adasim v'arovis. Let's try more lemaisadi. Now lulav, the shiur of a lulav is 40 centimeters. Now people have a mistake. The 40 centimeters, you measure them, when you take a lulav, you start to measure it from the first place that leaves come out. Sometimes the leaf, the stick, is a bit longer. This you don't measure. You measure from the first place that two leaves come out. The measurement finishes not where the leaves finish, where the stick finishes. If you have a zal lulev, we'll never have a shear. Then in the bottom, you start for the first mush of the stick, and then two leaves come out every time. The first place the two leaves come out, from there you start to measure. Then you go to the shedre. Where the shedre finishes, this has to be 40 centimeters. What the leaves carry on does not account. Well, a lot of little lulavim kimat never have shiur chazanish. Especially in Shviz, the Nayaderi lulavim, they call them, are very schwach. But they sell all these little basin stores, you see them, it's greener, it's mildest. But these lulavim, a lot of times, don't have 40 in the shelter. Now, the ikar of the lulav is the tiyoimis. What is the tiyoimis? It's the middle leaf. The middle leaf is made from two leaves, from a double leaf. Now normally the tiyomis is made, the middle leaf is a double leaf, and in the side is one leaf, and the other side is another leaf. So basically it's like one leaf, double leaves, and the middle is one more double leaf. This is the tiyoimis. Mitamol, you have two tiyoimisim. But in the middle is two double leaves. So two of them have a halacha of a tiyoimis. We will speak about the tiyoimis. I mean, the way to find it is you do two, till you come to the top. They said, one of the rabbonim said, if you want to know who is the tiyoimis, if you look on top, if one leaf is open, chazak is the tiyoimis. You know, don't start to look. The open one is the tiyoimis. And that is the mitzias. If you're asking why it's like that, it's poshim, because the way the lulav grows is two leaves, a leaf in the middle. It breaks the two, and then these two become again two leaves, and again another one comes out. So the first one to open every time is the middle one. This is the way it goes. It grows weiter and weiter. Now, the halacha is like this. Me'ikar adin, if the middle leaf is closed, even if it's open a little bit, biz the roiv, it's kosher. Roiv is possible. But kozman it's not roiv open, it's kosher. Lekatchile zok de mishnebure tefach. Ve'yesh machmirim afilu mashu. Mishar atziyun, ve'bishvil hach yesh machmirim ein tzorech levorech halulav shel chaver. Biz tefach de mishnebure says, you don't have to make a bracha on lulav shel chaver. The oilam try to makpid to get as a closed lulav. But the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to be, if it's biz tefach, you don't have to be makpid to go on lulav shel chaver. Lemay said the world is machmir, the first chum, when you look for a lulav is, famach biz and sof. Now the Chai Adam says, why it has to be famach biz and sof? Chol atere kula rubi ki kulay. Zog the Chai Adam, because when you shake it, it opens. And while the lulav is oimid l'na'anuim, soifer li potach. Pastor of Soryanka Fisher said, if you glue it with glue, it's okay. And they pastor of Soryanka Fisher aloch lemais. A lot of people argue, it's the Londis, it's very shver, it's for sure the Rishonim didn't mean because tam oimid li potach. Mr. Soryanka Fisher is machmir. So lemais, if you have a lulav that is open only a little bit, and anyway, this will happen to your lulav. Yeah, you're not going to buy a new lulav. So take a little bit of that crazy glue. Better than it's not seen, not the white glue that you see. Not but like on the side in hodo. And you close it in Bayat kosher. Now this is possible afilu mashu. Now this is in the first day of Sukkot. Beshar yomim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down yesh machshirim and Rabbi Akiva Eiger pasul. Why I'm saying, what is the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, if it's only open only a little bit b'shar yomim. So, Mishnah Berurah, me'ikar adin it's kosher, machmirim is tefach, mashu, so the yankev with glue. Kule hai, b'shar yomim, some shiris lo b'chlal, it could be kosher. It's only Rabbi Akiva Eiger that pasul. So you have to know all about the levels of the psuk. Now, here I want to go, and this is the ma'aseh, the last chumre, the last doyres, people are machmir on him more. So Zach the Mishnah Berurah Mishum and never spoke out. Now, if it's the middle leaf only has one leaf, not a double leaf. Mitamol, the middle leaf has only one, it's not a double. We spoke about a double one that is open as Michlika Atiyavis. The middle leaf is a mamash a one stick. It's possible. Because not only Michlika. Has to have two. Has to be two connected. Now, what happens most times when you go to buy a lulav, it's closed. Bit soft, but it's like this. One leaf doesn't reach to the other one. This is the when you go to look for the loving, this is the problem normally. They never finish both of them at the same time. One of them, I'm always shorter, and sometimes it's in the height, and sometimes it's in the roichal. So what's the halacha? So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Gipaskin. That it's kosher, kol zman is roiv mechaser. The Shem Rebbe Eliashiv is spirits about it. The Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down that Rebbe Eliashiv in the Stipler and the Chazanish hold like Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. That it's kosher. They pass it as Melaket Piskei Tshuvos. Other Sforim bring the Shem Rebbe Eliashiv that like 3-4 millimeters, some people say 5 millimeters, like a half a centimeter, a little bit less, this demos is kosher, more from that is a chash psuk. Now, for sure, the machmirim are makpid as we mamish exactly till the end. And these are they call the Darius lulavim, or they call them Voltna lulavim, Alexandra lulavim. These are the new lulavim that they bring around and attack a mamish. But most of the lulavim, they call them elarish, or they sell them around. These lulavim, it's very out of 100, you find maybe one that mamish fit till the end. Now there's another problem. Nikta. If the edge, if that lulav, that leaf is broken. Chazmiz the shtickle maker, but the maestro will go, shittas a mishne bura that it's possible. Now the mishne, why niktam is possible? Al tzhodo. So mishne bura says niktam has to be nirala inai. If it's got a zat bang that you can't see it, the mishne bura wants to say that it's kosher. It's a briske chumre that, no, even if it's not nirala inai, it's possible. And they take a magnifying glass and they look in the edge and they say in the original edge when it finishes there's like a little hole inside of the end of the leaf. So if that hole is missing then they know that it's niktam. You have to mamish like the big magnifying like 20 times, 30 times you can see it. It's mamish dakish ibedakit. So niktam the Mishnah Berurah says is posul afilu b'mashu if it's nirala inayim. Sometimes lulavim have a needle, and the end of the lulavim is like a little, it's not like a kore, like a little needle that finishes in the end of the lulav. If this breaks down, it's kosher. Now if you have tut yoimis, the Mishnah Berurah says that if the end of tut yoimis means two middle leaves, the end of two double ones, four. If you have two yoimis, and one of them breaks, the Mishnah Berurah is making. Chazanish says one of Kamina. If it's two Tiyoimis, both of them have a halacha of Tiyoimis, well, both of them are possible. Now, there's another psul, Hemnik. Hemnik means the end, we said la halacha, viz tefach, viz roi, it's kosher. We're machmir, closing gansen. Okay, now you don't have a closing gansen, but the edge of the lulav opens like this. It looks like a fork. Mamish open epis, but it's open like this, it's possible. Hemnik. Now the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa has a very big machmer in it. He holds mamish, if it a little bit looks very mamish, something similar to this, posul vada. It's better to take one open 50%, kimat, 49%, than to take one that is on top, mamish kimat close. It's mamish mashu, if you could see. Normally, the pshat is, a normal open one is open. But it's closed. It's just, you see it's open. You can separate the leaves. But when it stands, and you see that it's open like this, thus is hemnik, and it's possible. We can't shmach and abroch after. Now there's another psul, yovish. Lulav yovish possible. Now if most of the leaves are dry, it's for sure possible. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir, if the top of the tiyomis is dry, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's possible. Now what is dry? The Mishnah Berurah says that it got white and dried up. Thus says Yovish. It got white and dried up. So this we machmir, if it's white and dried up in the top, it's possible. So this is the reason again, these Elarish Lulavim, a lot of times you have to know, a little bit white, white means mamish, white and dry. Now, the Briske Chumre, this is the reason the Briske is, as we look at Briske Lulavim, Briske Lulavim, there might be, what if it didn't get dry on top? What happens to most lulavim, because it's a very sharp edge, there's a strong sun in the soil, it gets burned at the top. The Mishnah Berurah says if it gets burned, it's not yovish. Yovish means that all the liquid, it's old already, and it dried and it became white. But if it burns in the sun, calls man it's strong. And if you touch it, it doesn't crumble to crumb, to be like flour, then it's kosher. The briskers are very machmer on it. They want it to be green till the end. That is the brisker lulav. Close till the end, exactly, and green till the end. Zog the briskerov gizog, sheine esrogim eshen asach gizem. Aber ha-sheine lulav is a zeh shver to tref. And every baby knows that it's harder to find the lulav in the esri. This is the reason recently the lulav in the esri are very expensive. 100, 160 shekel for a good lulav. A good brisket lulav. Because to find a za'a esrei close till the end and green till the top.
Sorry, what?
Lulav. Now, the other thing, we rub das Kleppel. So again, here we can't pass, you know, Klal Yisrael Kedoshim Hem. We hold, what is we? The Litvish and Minag is, Kneppel is possible. We can't make a broch after. Can't make a broch? The Rosh took for himself only a Kneppel. What is a Kneppel? That the main leaf builds, bends down. Kneppel, the top leaf is bended down. Azay. Why? The Rosh said Faked is the best of Zach. It never opens. There's no Nikta, there's no Nechlak, there's no Yomesh. The Rosh only took a Kneppel. So bended the lid is bent. We hold that it's Kofu. The second we see is a Psul of Kofu. If the Lulav is bended, it's possible. So the Shaila, if Kofu is in the Shedre, or Kofu is in the leaves. We are Machmir that Kofu is even in the leaves. So we will not make a Brocha on a Kneppel. The Chassidim, some of them, the Rosh, Choshev HaRishonim, Dabka HaKnefel. But Mikol Mekon, because of the Machlekes, we are Makpid, even the Chassidim, that, I'm saying, the word that I'm very to name HaKnefel, only to make it, to take a little Knefel. That little Knefel means that the main leaf is bended, maybe the one near him. But some Lulavim, the ganze matzah dot is a Knefel. All of the Lulavim are bended. There we choshesh that it's possible. That it's, you know, the whole Lulav is possible. So if you take a Kneppel, even if you want, if your minig is to take a Kneppel, to take only a Kneppel that the main leaf is Kneppel. But not that the ganze Lulav is Kneppel. Now there's another Psul in a Lulav, a Psul of Kofuf. What is Kofuf? If the Lulav is bended. We said the Machlekes was on the leaves, the Kneppel. The Rosh is actually good, some people are Machmer. Chas v'sholom, we can't just not get my king in the Rosh. I'm saying the meaning of the Poshtu Yid. Now, if the Lulav is bended, it's possible. What is bended? There's four ways to be bended. Right, left, and front, and back. Three are possible and one is kosher. Lekivun HaShedra is kosher. I want to mask because I just can tell it. If you hold a Lulav, the way you hold it, B'Shaz Broche, you see the shiny part, the Shedra. The leaves on the other side. If it's bending towards you, this is the kosher side. You're allowed to have it bending towards the shedra, the shining side. Right and left, and backwards, it's possible. Now, the shaila is, what is the shiur from kofuf? It doesn't say a shiur. Some people say even mashu, you have to know what is the shiur. But if it's bending towards you, then it's kosher. But this is me'ikar adin. Hidur is Yoshor Kesharvi. This means you see the Mevinim go, hold the Lulav like this and look. They want it to be Yoshor Kesharvi. This is the Hidur in a Lulav, so Zayin Yoshor Kesharvi. Again, if you Mesupik, animal take one that bends to the shiny side, then for sure you're okay. The other side, it's only think it's a nice Lulav, it's just bending. It could be Mamish possible. Let me get to Hadassim. Now, Hadassim does Zayin like this. Shitas HaGeoinim, and Lemaisa HaZeiz Lekatchile, you have to have the ganze Sholesh Hadassim Meshuloshim. Now, what is the shiur of Hadassim? 30 centimeters. Now, we pass in the Leker of Solyanke Fischer. Solyanke Fischer holds, now, from where you measure the 30 centimeters? You buy a Hadassim. Normally, it starts on a little piece of tree, and then the leaves start. We count the 30 centimeters in the place of the leaves. And so Yankee Fisher can in the place of the piece of the stick, the tree. He gets like 3 more centimeters into a hadas. I'm saying even if it's a longer hadas, the Gabi the Shilush. He every time counts the wood before the first leaf, you have a long lula. You have to have the first 30 Meshuloshim. So you come almost to the end. Now when the next leaves are coming out, already not Meshulish. But till that next leaf is already over 30 centimeters. So we all know. We count the 30 centimeters from the leaves where the leaves start. The bottom leaves, even we have a stick later, but we have to have 30. So the Yankee Fisher is making to the top of that piece of wood. Now what is Meshulish? Meshulish means that three leaves come out from the same place. So there's two ways. Lemaise, it's kimad, you never could find Adas Meshulash. The real Adas Meshulash is that the mamish come out the same way. You take a string, the mamish coming out. You take a string at the bottom, the string is mamish a circle. Mamish from three zaiten, shove it b'shove. The mice, if you look around in the market, out of 10,000 Adasim, you find 10, 20, 30 like this. The Kumar of Shlomo Zalman, Gizokt Chut HaMakif. The place that the Adasim come out are like 2 millimeters. So you have the Moshul. We'll take, well, for example, the Adas Moshul is 10 centimeters, 30 centimeters over. So we're going now to 0.10. We have one leaf coming out from one side. And the other side, 10.2, is another one coming. So he meets. Then the third one is 9.8. He meets the middle one. So all of them meet somewhere. All of them meet somewhere. So Me'ikir Adin, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that it's okay. So I want to, it's three madregas. There's one madrega that a mamish come out from the same place. Very schwer to find. Lekatchile to have a chut hamakif. Chut hamakif is that, in this case we said now, the top one meet the middle one, and the bottom one meet the middle one. But they never meet each other. It's not good. At least one place they will meet each other. But the other, even this is good. So again, lekatchile, all the three mamish come out from the same place. Me'ikar adin Shlomo Zalman was ma'achshir chut hamakif. That either one place in the middle, you could meet all of the three. But the other, if they meet each other, it's also good. But it's ma'amash ha'bidiyevet. So the katchil, what was miskabel and klal yisrael, is to use the chut hamakif. You take a string, and you try to find one place that he will meet all of the three. You're right, the top one is be'ikar more than the top. Another one, but there's one line around that they meet. Those is chut hamakif. The part of the detachment is that. B'di'evet, it's kosher if it's roiv meshulash. Now, b'di'evet it's kosher. B'di'evet roiv is kosher. Roiv means could have some of them not meshulash. Now, as another chumra lekatchila and adasim, it's kedai to be machmir, that the leaves will touch each other. That every set of leaves, sometimes you have a dasi. Everything is mishulish. But in between, when you put the leaves, if you put the leaves near the stick, the next leaves start here. And the next leaves start here. You will see a piece of wood in between. It's not so good. Lekatchila is that the leaves are one gets to each other. That you mechase the whole stick with the leaves. Now, the top part, before that, again, but this is not me'akev, but the other, it's meshulesh, and it's not reaching one each other, it's also kosher. Now, there's another chumre, that the leaves will be whole leaves, not broken leaves. Every leaf will be a sholem. Sometimes you have meshulesh, but you know, like a worm ate a piece out of the leaf. Nishayim. The leaves have to be whole leaves. Now, there's another chumre, but this is only a chumre, you know, if you could. The top part of the hadasim, sometimes the wood, the stick, the has to be brown, not green. Sometimes you see in the hadasim, the top part is green. The machmirim hold the finish good. This is the pshatas, it's leaves, the snishkin hadasim. Hadasim is a wood, it's a stick. This is a chumre, the briskas are machmir on it. And sometimes it happens, you know, you put your adasim in water, it starts to grow. And then you get a green part. So the briskas are very machmir. Adasim shuloshim bizdesov. It's very hard to find it. Most of the adasim, if you look after now, we said in the morning, you see at the top of it, it's like greenish. The stick is not a stick. Abega? See, best of the machmir. Now, a rovis, I like to ma'irer, a rovis, Klal Yisrael, a mezalzel in the a rovis, afilu the a rovis, a keneged a reshoim, I'm sure I'll stem take, Aber, you know, if Arba Minim, if one of them is posul, the ganze Arba Minim are nicht kosher. What is the chumras in the Arabic? So one chumra everyone knows lavlu. Hide them, they sell them in packages. Again, this year especially, you can't buy in the street. Because maybe it's never, you can't stop. You have to know who's selling it. But they will sell, Sheiris will sell it, Motsa will sell. They will sell Arabic, lavlu. Now, so what is lavlu? At the top of the Arabic, it's like a little leaf. It's a lavlu. One leaf, and the top, it finishes with a leaf. What is the chumre of lavlu? First, it's very nice. It's a hidu. Second of all, you never know, maybe it's niktam. But if it finishes with a leaf, you know it's not niktam. That is again to try to find a red stick, but this is not our Indian. Now, as another chumre in arovis, the leaves have to go up. And a lulav, everyone knows, if you take a lulav, the leaves are laying down, it's fishkin lulav. Arovis have the same problem. If the leaves are weak, and they're laying down, as a shlofta alev, pashas could be an at yoitz. Same thing if the arovis falls down. Sometimes you have people come to this medrash, the adasim and the arovis are laying down. And first, a brocha levatole. A brocha levatole. The etzah is to make rings and to hold it up. Now, leketchile again, the chumra and the arovis is all of the leaves to be there and all of the leaves whole, not to have broken leaves. But the evet, if most of the leaves are around, it's kosher. Now, another psul in arovis, if it's dry. I see a lot of times people in they don't know how to look after the Arba Minim, and the fourth or fifth day, the Arabis are dry. So they pay $100 for a Esrig, and the Arabis is standing near the Lulav, so especially people that don't use Koshiklach, so it's against the mice to open and to close it. If they have Koshiklach, just could change them. And they come to Shul. Now, if the Arabis are dry, that if you touch them, they could crumble, it's possible. That's what this is possible, the Arabis. So people are not nizar on it so much. So the best place to put Arba Minim is, if you have a koshiko, is you put it in a plastic bag, you wear it a little bit, and you put it in the fridge. It stays fresh, kilu gomish gishet. And the tiles and all these things, the shvach ha-maisis. Every time the arovis have to cover it, you put it in the fridge, it's mamash, it's like you put it off from the tree, it stays fresh, the zel vizach. Mirtz Hashem, v'zeichet, v'mekayim, the mitzvahs, behidurah.